USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is subpoenaing local officials from Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin as the investigation into efforts by former President Donald Trump and people representing him to reverse the outcome of the 2020 election continue. More than half of those responding to a new Gallup survey say rising prices have caused financial hardship for their households. More from Rich Johnson.
55% of the 1,800 people responding to the November Gallup survey blame rising prices for their hardship. A year ago, 45% responding to that same question said they were experiencing hardship. And since August, the numbers remain fairly steady, actually dropping a point from October to November.
The losing streak on Wall Street continues. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 350 points. USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.